Through it all, we have been supported by the most passionate fan base in the country. These great fans deserve teams that make them proud. It will not be easy, but we will succeed.
Remember the past, but look forward and don't look back.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride.
It starts with everybody that touches the University of Tennessee.
And that'll do it. Tennessee is going to snap their 11-game conference losing streak.
We got to get better. And everybody, do your job, and it's that simple.
And it is over, and number one goes down. Tennessee comes back to knock off the unbeaten Zags, 76-73.
I'm going to tell you what my expectations are. My expectations is to win every game we play.
I want 100% locked in. You got it?
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your fans behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no plans of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. And we can dance.
Welcome into the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. Optimism Tuesday edition of 3 and Out.
We've already been criticized for the late start. We had to get our optimism lined up.
You can't start the show with low optimism. Or no optimism.
So we had to build it in the Between the Breaks podcast?
We had to have a, I do that every show.
We had to have a pep talk. Sometimes you just... You need to gather stuff, you know, to get yourself ready.
Sometimes you guys need to be on time.
You need a power dribble.
I've been here since 6:30.
We're on time today.
I'm optimistic. It's 7:06.
Okay. I mean.
Just saying. Step your game up.
I actually kind of like that we don't have a set start time. It just keeps the audience on the edge of their seat. They're just like, oh, my gosh, is it coming? Am I hearing the intro after this break?
And then it doesn't start, and they're
like,
oh, I guess I'll go listen to something else. Guess I'll start listening to music.
It's kind of like a TV show that sometimes starts with the intro, sometimes cold open. So you're not sure whether or not you have to be, like, ready. You know, like, it cold opens for the very first time it's ever done that, and you're like, oh, man, I thought this was an ad. You got to back it up.
Yeah, except we're always late.
True.
And never cold open. Unless there's something wrong with the computer.
Also true. We'll have to work on that. You know, you want to have room to improve.
I'm just saying we got to step our game. Well, we got room to improve.
You wanna,
we have that.
I do think it's a little odd that the guy that's overslept completely and missed segments the most over the last couple months is the guy taking shots here. I mean, like, what do you want?
I was just passing along information that I'm getting from loyal listeners who are saying, man, you guys aren't kidding. The show never starts on time. Like you said, room for improvement. I'm just trying to coach a little bit.
I mean, okay? It's still January. I feel like we can still make some New Year's, like, things.
New Year's things.
You know,
yeah.
Make some decisions. Yeah. Mm. I like Davey's plan, that you get the full month of January to decide how you want to start improving beginning in February.
So it's a new 11-month resolution.
Yeah, I just kind of
like starting the show at 7:06.
Yeah.
January, it's, I guess if you really
I blame Davey for this whole thing.
You're just punting that month. Like, it's a test run. Like, it doesn't really count.
Yeah. David makes a great point. If we start on time... Everybody missed half the first segment.
Is that? Oh, yeah. See, that's the problem. We've trained them to prepare for our dysfunction.
Well, I thought the ladies
the
had planned
way.
their whole shower routine, getting ready off of our late start.
Commercial breaks,
yeah.
I thought, right?
Well, both.
They like the big commercial break in the double first segment right. so they can go to the shower.
Yeah.
Troy says he'd never listen to anything else. He'd just tweet at us incessantly until the show came on.
Guys. And Troy, we thank you.
Yeah, we did.
How about Renia Davis last night? That's why the show was late, because Billy was giving up his...
it's true.
He was not optimistic. I was. Hell of a shot. Renia Davis...
He tapped the veins. Crams a, he gave her credit.
Did he bite his wrist like... Wrist Kobe?
No.
No. What was it you said?
I said, can we talk about how terrible of a shot it was?
Okay, first of all, it was a ball screen, and they trapped it. And so she lost the handle, had to scramble, and at least she got a shot off. And it was a perfect swish from, like, double NBA range.
I said ice cold.
You also
tap
said it's a bad shot.
I said it was a terrible
you
shot.
You know, the only bad shot there is not getting a shot. That's a bad shot. Renia Davis, dagger to Bama. Although Kelly Jolly Harper's reaction was pretty priceless. Just, oh, no. And it went in, and she just hung her head like,
yeah,
didn't deserve it. But... We'll hey. Take it. We'll take it.
It's better than Holly Warlick. She'd have been like, yep, that's why we drew it up.
Okay. See, what the hell? I
What? That's optimism. I'm glad we made the change finally.
That's a really weird way to compliment Kelly. Like,
no, that's a big... I love it. I love that a coach can recognize that wasn't the way we drew it up, but, I mean, you know, you take it. No. Well, take the W.
Yep, take the W. You know they got
that's
next, right?
You know,
yeah, they got
no,
next.
Who did they have next?
UConn.
Really?
Yeah.
Where at?
Well, that's a good question.
Sorry, thought you had it.
I thought it was in Connecticut.
I think it is.
How is it?
Connecticut.
Yeah, ooh. At Connecticut. The 23rd. That's all I got.
Good shot.
Is that Friday?
Friday.
That's weird.
Well, you don't typically compete with men's college basketball on Friday. So I guess that makes sense.
Wait, what day is today?
Hold on, you said the 23rd. That's Thursday.
It's Wednesday.
That's Thursday.
Today's Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
It's optimism. Optimism Tuesday.
We play Connecticut Thursday. Welcome back to the rivalry. That's all I had, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brad says someone needs to throw away the Hawaiian rolls so Bear can stop complaining. Are there Hawaiian rolls that need to be disposed of?
They're out there with the pig brains, the Club Merkel.
Oh, this is Bear just complaining about the Survivor SEC Survivor food lying around.
There's still a lot of it out there.
I mean, it's all sealed.
There's
it doesn't
like
smell.
There's apricot jelly.
I mean, if we get snowed
brains
in,
and
it's really
milk
cold right
gravy.
Now. If we get someone gets locked in the building, you want to be able to survive.
We got coffee and King's bread. Shouts out. Mm-hmm. That'll keep you alive for a while. Really?
Yeah.
You could make a meal out of it. There's jelly, so you got rolls and jam, or pig brains for protein.
You do what you got to do.
Hey,
in these situations.
Survival of the fittest. You eat what you can, you ration well, and you survive. That's what matters.
Survive in advance.
Big game tonight, though. 9 o'clock tip. Thompson cool. Bowling Arena. The horrible, disgusting Ole Miss Rebels come to town.
Why did we do this whole, like, might start a little earlier the day of the late game? You know tomorrow's about 7:08.
Nope. I'll be in here by myself. I'll start the show by myself if I have to.
Shawnee tweeted without even tagging us that she depends on the show to start late. People need to chill.
It's not really late if we plan it.
Right.
We just don't really plan it. Is that the thing? Are we saying now we plan it's like 7:04?
No, I think that's the beauty of it.
Like, well, like you said, keep them guessing.
Yeah. It's organic. It just happens. We just start when we start.
We start when we start. I believe I said yesterday 87.8% favorite tonight against Ole Miss is Tennessee.
My bookie has the Vols as a 7.5-point favorite.
7.5? Hey, look out. What was it against Vanderbilt? It was
five
less than that, yeah. We beat them by 20-something. We're going to crush these fools tonight. The Bill will. Did you do your calculations?
It says Tennessee by 12.
Look at that.
Ooh. I'm going against it, though.
Why? What are you doing?
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's
a lot of points.
Did you do your double method? Did you get a cover with both?
No, the other one says 7.64, so still covering.
There you go.
So double cover, yeah.
The Bill Will lock of the night. Vols to cover at home.
I don't feel good about it.
Why?
You stick to the analytics.
You like it? What is not to like?
I feel like we're finding our team. Ole Miss is a little bit better than
they scored 37 against Oklahoma State.
Tennessee scored 47 against Memphis.
What did that? Well, yeah, but we held them to a low number.
Okay.
It's Optimism Tuesday. What are you doing? What are you doing? You know the name of the show today. It's Vols by a Million.
Do you want me to keep it real?
No, not today. Not unless it's real good. What is it about Ole Miss that has you so shook? Why are you so scared of the Rebels? Is it Lane? Is that what it is?
No. Do you know who their best player is?
Yeah, of course.
Brennan Tyree. You know what he's done in the SEC conference this year?
Tell me. Besides not win a game.
Okay. Well, he scored 26 against A&M, 27 against Arkansas.
He's shooting his team out of the
36
game.
36 against LSU.
Lost them all, though, right?
Lost them all.
He did not shoot them out of the game, though. 6 for 13, 2 for 3, and 3 for 6 from 3.
Ooh, I'm shaking.
Who's going to check him?
Viva.
Scobie.
No. Bowden? Okay. Well, I was just checking.
This is bad for the radio audience. I really should say something instead of just nodding my head.
Tyree plays a lot of point guard.
It doesn't matter. Put Bowden on him.
Okay.
Then put James on him. Maybe. I don't know. Josiah's had some trouble keeping guys in front of him.
Especially quicker guards.
Yeah.
It's got to be Bowden.
That guy from Georgia. Ugh.
The guy who's going to be number one on the lottery pick?
No, they're a little like 5'8" point guard.
Yeah, that's a different guy. Yeah, that was a different one, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. I'm not worried.
No, I think Tennessee is the better team right now.
Okay.
Then why don't you don't expect them to play well?
I don't know. I just want to see it more.
Tonight you can see it.
Yeah,
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. Maybe they'll probably tip a little after 9. They're on our game.
I don't want to do this thing to where we get pumped up over a 20-point win over Vandy, who's awful, and then...
But Ole Miss is...
Better than Vandy.
They're 9-8, man. They're not good.
Okay. I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
You are.
I think Ole Miss is about as good as Georgia.
They've lost 5 in a row.
5 in a row, Billy. 5.
Do one.
Okay. What the hell? We know what today is. It's Optimism Tuesday, and everyone in here is just a big baby.
They did beat your Penn State Nittany Lions.
Well.
Neutral floor.
Exactly. It wasn't at Penn State.
No, that's true. They're only your.
I got rules.
That's true.
You don't roll the ball out at Penn State and expect to win. They didn't do that. It was a neutral site.
They lost to Memphis by 1.
We lost by 3.
Butler
or 4.
By 9.
They haven't beaten anybody worth a damn.
That is true.
I'm excited. This team's finding it. Rick Barnes left the guys on the floor. Finding his team. That's what matters. We've got to make our tournament push. We got to get ready for the SEC tournament. You do that by beating teams like Ole Miss at home.
I mean, if we're going to win the whole SEC tournament, we got to get that first bye, you know? You got to. Make sure you're there.
I don't know, man. Maybe you want to get there and be the hot team who's already won 2 games before you're taking.
How many games do you play if you're in the if you're the last seed? And you
4.
Is it 4? No. Is there not a win? No, it's 5. I think it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 5. Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, if you're the last seed,
right? There's 2 games that first night, right? Mm-hmm. Play them all. Let's get those wins.
Get all our loses out of the way.
Yeah, I think we already have. I don't think we're losing again. You know, until maybe Saturday. We are a 90 – well, Kansas is like a 92% favorite Saturday. So even more so than we are over Ole Miss tonight. I don't even know if I'm going to watch that one, to be honest.
The Kansas game? Game day is going to be there.
I know. I just don't.
Why don't you want to watch it?
Because it's going to be just a Kansas commercial for 8 hours, and I'm just not really feeling it.
I mean, it's basketball. Anything can happen. We can play well.
I mean,
Fog Allen Fieldhouse.
You're not wrong.
Rock Chalk.
I'm just saying I might not want to watch it.
Beat that Jayhawk ass. Let's go.
I'm all for it. I believe.
We've given them all they've wanted the last.
No, that's true.
We played them a couple times, right, recently?
Yeah, I think we split.
Okay.
I think we've only played them twice in the last, like, 10 years, but we split it. Yeah. We won here. They won neutral floor. And then now we go to Kansas. But not until we beat Ole Miss tonight, like a drum. I'm going to call 5 players in double figures tonight. 5. 5 players.
I think Davey's considering.
He's thinking it. He's
wager.
Thinking about it. He is. You got to the end of the show. Not extending it beyond that.
So 5 Tennessee players with 10 plus points.
It's just 10? Wow, Troy. Troy says Billy's already getting him depressed. Even though your metric has the Vols by 12, you're not confident.
The Bill Will's optimistic.
But actual Bill Will is not.
I'll take that bet.
Just to clarify, 5 Tennessee Vols in double figures, not 5 players.
What are you doing?
Well, you just said 5 players.
You did.
I thought you were trying to be a technical guy.
Yes, the Tennessee Vols.
All right. Okay. It's on the record now.
Yeah.
You know, Vescovi's only scored 5 and 7 the past 2 games.
He's due.
Is he gonna continue to play passive, or are we going to get the Vescovi?
Chris has the wallet out.
There's half of the money. It's a $20 bet. Take it or leave it.
$20?
Going up on me. Okay.
No, I was kidding. Let's just do 5. 5 guys at double figures. I got to hedge a little bit. I'm not doing like $5 a player. That'd be pretty good, though.
Yeah, I do not believe 5 Vols will score more than 10 plus points.
Feeling good. I'm feeling good, boys. It's Optimism
Tuesday.
Have you
accepted the bet?
We're due.
Yeah.
$5.
Wait, you have accepted
the
bet.
I said that just a second ago.
But we hadn't said what the money was.
Yeah.
So
well,
$5.
Usually, yeah, but like based off prior practice, we go $5 each time.
I feel like, though, if nothing had been said, that would have been a sticking point.
Yeah, and I could have said, it was 50.
There was no consideration.
Once the 5 guys
no,
hit
there
double
was consideration. We've done it twice now, and we stick with $5, so we're good.
But all bets are not the same.
Right.
They're not, but if you consistently do the same thing, like let's say you're ordering
a
shipment and you order the same thing every month and you do this for a year and then you were to come back and be like, no, this time I wanted 50 times what we had normally
but
done.
But you had already set the order. Like every bet is different. We don't have...
It's only twice.
I mean, it is a $5 bet. I've gone ahead and I'm on record now. It is a $5 bet.
Good.
So we're good now.
I knew where he was going with it.
He had no idea.
He pulled he showed the 10 out of the wallet. I was like, we're going to go $10? And then he said half. And I was like, $20?
Maybe I should go 10.
Do it.
Golly, it'll make the game so much more interesting.
I think you should go per player. $2 per player.
But then if Gaines plays 1 minute and doesn't get double figures,
I just, it wouldn't matter. I guess.
I don't know how he would. I could only win at that point.
Yeah, that would.
I would have nothing to pay back. Unless we go everything under 5 is $2 or something. I don't know.
No, we'll I'll say for out. Every player that hit double figures.
Right, and then but that's what I'm saying. Like he would just pay me. How do I pay him back?
No, there's $10 on the line for two. So if three guys.
Okay.
Then he would.
That's okay. So that's
he would
that
win
makes
4.
Sense. Yeah.
You don't.
No,
win
but
10.
I wanted all of it because
okay.
I
all or nothing
because 5 guys are hitting double
that's
figures.
That's
what
you tonight. Said.
5 players for
okay.
the Tennessee Vols.
Now this doesn't. You can have any 5, obviously, but which 5 do you think? Would be the 5.
Pons, Fulkerson, Bowden, James, probably Vescovi.
All right.
Probably going to be the starting 5.
Starting 5.
But now that I'm thinking about it, I mean, Johnson's been getting more minutes. He could come in, drain a couple quick threes. He might have 6 players.
What about Plavsic? Sneaky. You think he'll get 10 rebounds? Does he have 10 rebounds?
No,
it's only the first two games.
He's played 2 games, and they cut his minutes
well,
the first.
You had him at 10 rebounds in just the first game.
I think I just said he'll get 10 rebounds.
Yeah, like over the course of
ever.
The season.
Yeah,
yeah,
ever.
Okay.
Yeah. Hedged a little bit.
Billy. Billy said, I think you're underestimating how hard it is to get a rebound.
He has 4 rebounds.
In how many minutes?
27.
Well, play him the whole game. Gets a little comfortable out there. You know,
that 5 rebounds.
You know, the baby jump hook was working maybe against Vanderbilt.
I mean, if he played 27 minutes, he has 9 points and 4 boards. I mean, it's not terrible.
That's kind of all he said, right? But he didn't get to play that.
I said like 6 and 5. I was still wrong. See, I was being optimistic about Uros. Look what happened.
I'm feeling good.
They had a great second half against Vanderbilt.
Great second half. Figured it out, I think.
Barnes said he's finding his team.
Yeah, he's finding 5 guys that'll get double-digit points tonight, too. Please do it, Barnes. If you're listening, just whatever it takes.
Ponce is going to score like 36. We're gonna just hammer them, and you're going to have 4 guys in double figures.
Yeah.
You're like, damn it, Ponce!
They'll all have 20, right?
You have 4 guys with 20. Pass the ball!
I'd take that. I'd be happy to hand over the $10 at that point. He's like, well...
Wait, I thought it was $5.
It is 5. It's 5.
It's 5. Okay.
Yeah.
Marked down. Done and done.
What?
Locked in.
What is
my
this?
Daughter says.
The drive called us pests yesterday? What is this? What's going on here?
We need more details.
Let the entire drive went after you guys yesterday. They referred to y'all as pests. We're pests?
What are we pestering people about?
I don't think we pester anybody. Bear admitted yesterday that he steals legal pads that you have to buy and replace. So, kind of tattle on himself there. I still think
thievery.
I still think he stole the helmets.
Thievery is the one thing you'd get fired for back in the day. I mean, that's just automatic.
Well, you used to get shot for it or hung for
or
stealing horses.
Hand chopped off. Be hard to run the board. One-handed bear. He's already got those
hard
claws.
For Davey to play that blackjack. Thanks for listening.
Pest. That's just a weird. Like, they could call us a lot of things that would be true, but pest.
It's lazy. It's typical drive. Just
low-hanging fruit.
Starting junk for no reason.
Football's
it really,
winding down.
It really
stuff
is beneath us. It really is beneath us. Yeah, it's like, oh, there's not enough to talk about, so now we got to just start drama at the station. That's what we need. That's what we need.
JT, I just put it all together.
What? Oh,
they're mad.
We aren't pests. We cause the pest. What pests exist that are our fault?
They're just complaining about the food still being out there.
But
what might cause
like
issues.
Bugs and stuff?
Have we had
ants?
Someone said we did have like the big black ones.
Oh, really?
But there were only like 2 or 3.
That's not ants.
We did have those red bugs flying around for a minute, like 2 in the studio, in like. It was like 2 weeks ago.
Rick, now it's like 18 degrees outside.
Ladybugs?
Like, there's not.
No, there was some other type of red and black bug.
Kind of like
although
a lightning
I did see
bug,
a ladybug yesterday.
But without the light.
I don't know. The lights were on, so he could have been lighting it up, and I'm not sure.
All of the food is sealed, though. I don't understand how this is a problem.
Like I said, I don't think there is a problem.
I think it's all still in date. Maybe.
No, yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean, those pig brains will last a long time in the can. Just don't open the can.
Right.
Yeah.
Long as you need
But yeah, I mean, it's January and it's freezing cold. There's no bugs in here. Why does the drive do that? Why do they have to start with us?
They're high maintenance. I got to complain about
They are
about
high
things.
Maintenance. But like, our shows are like 10 hours apart. Like, what's their issue? What's the problem here? They just do it because they know they're not going to have to see us?
I mean, if anybody should complain about smells and things, it should be the Blitz. They have to come in right after us.
We haven't had any...
taking the blender out.
We haven't had any real punishments lately. It's not that big of a deal. But they don't complain. They laugh and smile with us.
Right. Team players.
Exactly, team players.
Mm-hmm. We'll come back. It's Optimism Tuesday!
Actually, there's a lot to be optimistic about.
Welcome back in to the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. Billy giving me the mixture details between Volunteer Vodka, and Truly Hard Seltzer Lemonade. Holy
moly. Feels risky.
Yeah.
Well, what's the proper mixology here?
He said he went...
What'd you go, like half and half?
As much as you want, yeah.
Mm-hmm. As much as you want.
Just make sure you're not driving.
Good details. Thanks, Billy. Appreciate it.
He said it was smooth.
Takes the carbonation away.
You don't like carbonation?
What flavor did you go with?
It's okay, mango.
Wait, mango or mango lemonade?
Mango lemonade.
With Volunteer Vodka?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, there's no way that's bad. It's science.
Listeners been power ranking their flavors. Mango always near the top. You'll be excited.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the best flavor, so.
Okay.
I don't know why you guys don't like mango.
I like mango. It's just not my favorite.
It's your least favorite of the lemonade flavor.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I haven't drank a mango in a while, though. Maybe I need to try it again. I've been saving them. The wife likes the mangoes. But we have a swap and shop kind of thing going on with the flavors.
Mm.
Maybe we need to do that for the whole 37. You know, just like a little mini Craigslist listing. There could be like an exchange rate, like two of one for the other. You know, swap them around.
Mm.
At least they're everywhere now at the local grocery stores. So that's good.
Oh, we're loaded in Truly now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd like to think we had something to do with that. Requesting,
right.
Having people request, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Crab Rangoon, things of that nature.
Wait,
it's a Stephen A. Smith joke.
Okay, sorry.
I
thought I just completely misheard you.
No, you didn't.
All right.
No, you don't like Crab Rangoon?
Yeah, I didn't mishear you. That's exactly.
But do you like Crab Rangoon?
What? I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what Crab Rangoon is?
No.
Anyone? It's like it's a wonton with crab in it.
Oh.
Crab and cream cheese. They have it at like Chinese, Japanese places. Never had it?
Never had it.
Man. It's delicious.
You're the food expert on the show.
This is true.
It's your department.
Yeah, if anyone has any food questions, feel free.
Did
you see the...
Once we get past the Super Bowl and the basketball.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we should save it. There's how country are you? There's like, I don't know, a list of 40 foods.
Oh, yeah.
It might not even be 40. I scored a 28. I feel like I did pretty good.
28?
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll go through it later in the show or later this week or something. But yeah, there's a lot of things on there that I would not recommend again.
Is it really like you only tried it once? That seemed like, I feel like it should have been at least twice.
Oh, well, I think I'd still probably have a 28. Because the things I've had on that list that I enjoyed, I think I've had again.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
I don't know. I think there's some things you'd probably only have, like pear salad. Pear salad, you would probably only have it once. Okay, it's a half of a pear out of a can.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise, cheddar cheese.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
At like family reunions.
Yeah.
I haven't taken the
plunge. It's like the uncle who can't do anything makes pear salad for everyone. I had it at we had like a really nice dinner, and so as a joke, one of the appetizers was pear salad.
Uh-huh.
It's not as bad as it sounds.
Pear
but
and mayonnaise, just that.
But it's not good. Mm. Well, a lot of fruit salads have mayonnaise in it. A lot of salads in general. I guess if it's a salad, you got to have some mayo. But the cheddar cheese on the top, not a thing. But there are people who put like slices of cheddar cheese on their apple pie. Have you heard of this? Have you seen this? That's like a real thing. Like
cheese
on apple
pie?
Like a sharp cheddar slice right on top of your apple pie. Doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
Well, Davey, you're out on any cheese,
I mean,
so of
I'm
course
like,
you're going to give the throat slash.
I'm not
slash.
Like Davey, but I don't. There's just certain things cheese goes with in my head, and there's certain things that it doesn't.
I'll be honest, like there aren't that many things that cheese doesn't go with. I mean, you have a cheese plate; it's like cheese and fruit, right? Like a charcuterie board or something. You've got some cheese, and then there's usually like some apples or some blueberries, grapes, things like that.
I mean, usually
it goes.
It's nuts, meats, and breads, though,
and
right?
Fruit, yeah. And cheese.
I was just thinking of
olives,
the
pickles.
The Citico's one. I don't think there's any. Last time I was there, I don't think there was any fruit on
it. Oh,
it
there's
all.
Fruit on it. I'll show you a picture of the last one I had. There's strawberries and
Really?
Blue, oh, yeah.
No, there was only one type of like a dried fruit.
Well, that's
sort.
A fruit. If it's like dried, it's still
thing,
a fruit.
Though. I mean, it was yeah. mostly like... Okay. But yeah, you know, cheese, meats.
Breads. Well, cheese and meat, yeah, and bread. I mean, it's a sandwich. This is just, that's math. Cheese, meat, bread, sandwich.
28. How many options were there? Like 40?
It was something like that. But some of the stuff is like, like fried squirrel. I've never had that. I would try it once.
Fried squirrel. I've had squirrel in like a Brunswick stew.
I think, well, Brunswick stew was actually on there.
Was that on there?
So I would actually give you a double check mark for...
it's not fried, though. Fried
I think if you've had squirrel, you could probably go ahead okay. and check it.
You can mark it like the NFL home team giving the assist and the tackle.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you get Brunswick stew and squirrel for having a squirrel Brunswick stew.
I can't find the graphic anymore.
I put it in the group thread. Okay. Just probably just need to search a little bit. Jason says, I think it's Miracle Whip in fruit salads. I think it just depends. But, yeah, probably Miracle Whip. I do not understand Miracle Whip. I don't like it at all, except on a fried bologna sandwich. It's the only thing in the world I enjoy Miracle Whip on. But not much, because that stuff is weird. My grandmother called Miracle Whip salad dressing. Like, she's like, do you want some salad dressing on that? And I'm like, what kind? She's like, salad dressing.
Oh, that's just what
it was called. I was like, Caesar, ranch? She's like, no. And then she would show me the big jar of Miracle Whip. I was like, it literally says Miracle Whip. Why don't you just call it Miracle Whip?
That's like when they would say, do you want an Arby's? And they meant a classic roast beef sandwich. But they just called it the name of the, you know. Or do you want a Burger King? It's like.
A Burger King?
You know, I don't think anyone, Whopper or a. Yeah,
is your family?
No one does that.
Is your family?
No, just the Arby's.
I feel like.
Do you want an Arby's?
Do you want a Crystal?
Would be. Well, that makes sense. It's a Crystal Burger, in fairness, right?
R.I.P.
So,
yeah, that's true. Good point by Davey. They filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Really? They're not all going out of business.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
they just filed for bankruptcy.
Cut the check.
Can
we help you out?
So, did they say why? Was it that $7.99 all you can eat crystals, like just ran them right into the ground? Like, did people just take real advantage of that? Like, they just show up at like 11 and don't leave until 9 p.m.?
I didn't read. Into the article.
Kid can't even read.
Do you remember that one guy? It wasn't a crystal, but they were trying to kick him out of the buffet, and he was like suing him because he had been just sitting there all day. He was basically trying to live in like a Ryan Steakhouse because he paid the buffet price, and he expected to just stay there and eat at like three meals from like open to close.
What I mean, what are the rules? Like, is he doing something wrong? Like, I feel like once you leave the threshold of the building. After a meal, I mean, you can't, like, step out and take a phone call.
But I think there's a customary practice that when you buy the buffet, you're not intending to have three separate meals. If you consistently eat throughout the day, that might work.
Is that true? Because a lot of restaurants, you know, they do free refills. Like, if you go buy a – like, I know people who buy a sweet tea at a McDonald's for, like, a road trip, and every time they stop for gas, they just go in and get another free refill.
I think that's illegal.
Pilot, I think, does it. It's free coffee refills,
that's
right?
That's different. It's accepted that.
Is it just the beverage?
For different things.
Is it just the beverage? Like, we make enough money off that. Because, like, I mean, I think a large sweet tea is like 99 cents, but I think they have like 5 cents in the.
There's
the
a sign cup, at a local McDonald's that says refills are only for this visit. I guess because of what you're talking about. I didn't know people did that. It makes sense at travel stops. Like, if you're at the travel center, you know, and you've got the refillable mug or whatever.
No, not the mug, just a cup.
Just a cup.
That's what people do. Not me.
I feel like you should pay. Well,
I don't drink soft drinks.
Weigel's has it to where if you refill your coffee cup that they have, it's just at a discount since you've already got the cup from earlier.
Stuff like that. But I don't think you can get one of the styrofoam cups, fill it up with Coke. Drink it as you drive down the highway, pull into another travel center, walk in, and...
No, people do that. I'm not saying I do that
right.
or advocate it, but I'm just saying that, yes...
That's wrong, right?
I don't know the rules.
You're not supposed to, but you probably won't get called out for it.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't. They're just going to see you go up with your cup.
There's fine print somewhere. I don't know where.
I feel like if you got your receipt, though, it's like, hey, it says free refills.
But
is it just that location?
It would be that location.
Okay, so can I go in, get a drink, drive around town, do my stuff, go back to that one on the way home and get another free drink?
I don't know what the receipt says.
I'm just saying people do it.
Especially at like a travel center. Like you can walk out of the car, right, and like get something out of the car, walk back in. they won't care. But if you
are you buying something else?
So at the restaurant, is
no,
it, is
just, I don't not in this scenario.
At the buffet restaurant, I feel like it's when you leave the door. But at like a travel
well, unless
center,
you unless you're in the middle of your meal and you take a phone call, then you can come back in.
That's true. I think it's when you leave the property.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. Property. So he can go sleep in his car though. I don't think so. Yeah, just go take a nap out there.
You can't, like, what if it's a really nice day? You can't, like, go take it, like, you know, just chill in the grass for a while, then walk back in to eat another meal.
No.
But what if you never
It's always
the
weird
restaurant?
To me, too, when, like, the buffet places and people ask for a to-go box.
No, you can't do that.
People do it. And they get furious when they don't get their to-go box.
I've got
it's like, well, you're just going to throw this away? I'll just take it with me. Like, nope, sorry, can't do it.
I've got the country list pulled up. I think we should just do it next. Fried squirrel's the first thing on there.
Well, on the... taking the to-go box,
mm-hmm.
I think it's different if you're eating, like you get a plate and you eat half of it, mm-hmm. and then you realize, oh, you're full, versus you go get a full plate, come back, and then ask for the to-go box.
But how do you police that if you're the place?
The waiter, waitress,
up to the waiter, waitress's discretion.
They can't judge intent.
They can't judge intent.
You can't be like, you can't take that to-go. And I mean, but
I mean,
then
I'm pretty
the
I'm
person
pretty
sits
sure
there and goes, well, you're just going to throw it away, aren't you?
Right, which they are. They do. Or well, they may, I don't know, they may compost it or feed the dogs.
What about ordering extra rolls if rolls come with the meal and you and it's unlimited rolls? You order extra rolls like right near the end of the meal just so you can stuff them on your to-go box.
Yeah, bread's good. You can do that.
You can do that?
I think so. I mean, maybe not like a gallon of rolls, but if you were like, hey, can I get a couple extra rolls for my
I feel like you should have to eat at least one of the rolls that come.
The new rolls?
Right.
Which is very easy to do at like Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, because those bad boys just melt.
Well, that's
butter.
What I was thinking. Like,
you always take extra rolls from Texas Roadhouse.
It's a rule. But do you have to eat one of them?
No.
You can just order extra and then just put them in the
box. You have to take
box?
Like a bite? Mm-hmm. Yep, these pass the test.
Yep.
Put it in the doggy bag.
We needed.
Why don't they call it a doggy bag anymore?
We needed this order of rolls for this one bite, this one final bite I needed. Now we're taking the rest home because I can't eat anymore.
Do you know Crystal began in Tennessee?
No idea.
It's a Tennessee company.
Huh.
Chattanooga, apparently.
There you go. Who knew?
That feels like a big one. I feel like a part of my... Everyone's like, White Castle. My Castle's fine, but there's holes in the meat. It's a scam. Crystal Burger, solid patty. Delicious buns. The cheese and onion when it melts together.
There's like 36 things on this list. Huh. We'll have to hit. 30,
there's 36?
I think so.
I had 28. Some of them I don't even know what it is. So I might have had it. Seuss. You know what Seuss is?
I don't think so. I know that I've heard the word, but I don't know what it is.
Maybe we'll look it up.
Maybe. Final segment, hour one. Get to your reaction as well. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. Final segment, hour number one.
Sousy.
Sousy?
I don't know.
Sousy? Sousé?
Sousy?
Kaiser Soze?
Kaiser Soze?
What is it?
I don't know. How would you pronounce that? One in Stripes tweets it in. Sowse. Sousy? Sousé?
Used to be a saucier back in San Antonio.
Sousy.
Sommelier. I don't know what's more interesting, this country food thing. This Crystal news has kind of got me shook. I don't eat Crystals often, but when I do, I typically enjoy it. Also, they got tater tots now, so you don't have to get the fries, because Crystal has notoriously been known for undercooking their fries. Mm. I'm a big crispy fry guy if I'm going to get fries.
Yeah.
But their tots, oh, those are some crispy tots. After a long day on the lake, sometimes you're driving home, you don't want to have to cook something. Nothing better than two double cheese crystals and some tots.
Got the check. Let's go to the phone lines. Grab John.
Well, they're
Tweet.
Bankrupt, so they can't actually cut the check.
Yeah,
it would
tough.
Bounce. It'd be
tough.
A bounce check.
What's up, Tweet?
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Who goes to an all-you-can-eat buffet, eats all they can, and then asks to take some home?
There are people that do this.
Yeah.
It's all you can eat.
It's illegal.
It doesn't, I mean, I guess it's
in one sitting.
That's not on the sign.
It's not your grocery store.
No, I mean, I agree with you, Tweet. I've never done it. I've never asked for a to-go box. Although they used
to. How cheap are your friends that they buy a cup
whoa.
It from McDonald's to McDonald's?
He never said friends. He just said people do this.
People
no,
do...
he said his friends.
I said people I know.
Okay.
Acquaintances or just?
Maybe family.
Good night, man.
It's just for like a sweet tea.
I mean,
the cups you get, I'm kind of
with you,
Tweet.
Who would even do that?
Some of those are like 70 ounces.
Oh, they're big.
You don't need more. It's a vicious cycle, Tweet. You drink that much, you got to stop again to use the restroom. So you're like, yeah, might as well refill the cup. Then you have to stop again.
I think it's financially smart.
I mean, stealing, I guess. I don't know if I've ever called that financially.
Well, I mean, if you're not paying for it financially, it adds up.
Yeah.
Just steal it.
It adds up to zero.
Yeah, what's the difference? I mean, integrity, who cares?
Yeah.
What about have you seen those, like, people, the thermoses from 7-Eleven, but they're, like, they look like a keg that people carry around and fill up with, like, Mountain Dew?
Yes. It's, like, 85 ounces or something.
Oh, my God. You really want to get sick? Look at the sugar content in Mountain Dew, how many tablespoons it is.
And people just drink it like a half gallon. Like, you stop into, like, a travel center or something when I'm on the road, and the truckers walk in, and they've got those. I mean, they really are. It's like a pony keg with a handle, and they just go up to the fountain and just. Hey,
are they wearing sweatpants?
Probably.
Just asking.
Probably.
Boys, off of your food topic, and I don't know what a souse is, I don't think.
I don't either. I've been informed it's every part of the pig that the butcher does not use that's, like, boiled and made into a paste.
Why would you eat paste?
I don't know.
I
imagine it was from back in the day when people didn't have, you know, a lot of money, and you wanted to make sure that you use every bit of the animal that you killed to eat. So yeah, you had your bacon and your. But some things are passed down generationally, you know.
Goodness gracious! There are two things I would find disgusting that I bet most people eat, and that's coleslaw and sauerkraut.
I hate sauerkraut. Neither. I can't do it. It's
potato salad on the list too.
You don't like potato salad?
No.
Huh.
Gross.
Really?
Looks like when you're. I don't even know how to describe it.
Potato salad's fine. Coleslaw is hit or miss.
Off of ripping food, people, buffet thieves, and the like. Is that how we're going to have to win every basketball game? Just kind of every game from here on out, a win's going to be ugly.
Yeah, I think so. I just don't think this team has enough, like, big-time scorers to where you're going to boat race people from start to finish. You're going to have to kind of grind it out. And then if they miss 25 threes, then you'll win by 20.
I think I'm okay with that, actually. You know, just kind of with where we are, just accepting where we are, not what we did to get to where we are, but if you just accept where we are, if we can somehow go a game north of 500 in the league and kind of just win ugly, and I just don't see how we beat some of the better teams. So we just got to beat everybody on the bottom, I would guess.
Yeah, and then maybe just steal one. If you just steal, and that's the thing, the top isn't really.
That's what I was about to
it's
say.
It's soft.
Yeah. Like, Florida's been up and down. They've looked really good at times. They looked really good against Auburn, but then they've looked really bad at other times, like the Missouri game.
South Carolina beat Kentucky.
Yeah, South Carolina beats Kentucky. You beat South Carolina.
I don't see how that happened. I also don't. Didn't Auburn lose like two games by 20?
Mm-hmm.
They lost one for sure.
I think it was Alabama, then Florida.
Yeah, Bama routed them, and then Florida beat them even worse.
And Florida's a mystery, too.
Yep.
They might be the biggest mystery in the conference.
Well, they
so
got butt raced by Missouri. They allowed Konzo Martin's team to score 91. So maybe there's hope for us to score.
That's got to be a world record. When's the last time a Konzo coach team scored 91?
In league play, you have to go back. Unless you're counting an overtime game or two.
I can't. And Mike White is just—he's a pretender.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't scare me. Which, I mean, we have them twice this year. I figure. We might clip them one time, maybe.
I think we only get them once this year, Tweet.
We
get them at home, but it's just one. It's like, it's weird.
I don't mean it. I kind of expect to win that one at home.
That's fair.
Don't you guys? I know they're better than we are, but I don't know for sure they're better than we are.
I expect to be in it, I think. I mean, you know, home court's been huge this year. The Bill has been all over that.
I mean, Tennessee has traditionally always been really, really good at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because of that. That's like an NBA arena, and most guys aren't used to playing in it. You know, the backdrop
is different. It's very different than a lot of SEC arenas just because, like behind the basket goes back so far. It's like they talk about this a lot when tournament games go to the huge arenas and guys just aren't – well, a lot of them they play in like football arenas, especially for the Final Four. Yeah, they're just not used to having that much space behind the rim, so it messes with their depth perception. But then somehow guys come into Thompson Bowling and light us up like all the time, so I don't know.
Rims.
Do we have a chance against Kansas?
No.
Anybody calling their shot?
I'll say there's a chance, but I'm definitely not going to call it.
I think it'll be the first game Houston doesn't pick Tennessee to win.
Maybe the only game.
The kiss of death.
I'm kind of homer. Right, boys, be good. Thanks, Tweet.
Thanks for the call.
I'm a homer. I have a minute. But SEC games are tough. I feel like you could beat any team in this league, but you know, some nights you're going to catch Georgia and Edwards is going to go crazy and Bowden can't find the basket and you're going to get boat raced on the road. It happens.
I received a call from a nice listener. It's Souse Meat.
Souse.
Souse.
Yeah, Corey tweeted us that too. Souse. He said like sauce, but sow instead.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Uncle Chuck.
Just call it
I have an actual Uncle Chuck. This is not him. Female pig is a sow, pronounced like sauce, but souse. Also referred to as head cheese. Head cheese.
Whiskey Jim.
Would you eat that cheese, Davey? Head cheese.
I would try souse meat.
I mean, I guess I'd try it. We got some in there, I guess. Is that what the pig brains are? Is that souse and gravy?
That I'm not eating.
You just said you'd try it, man. Like,
wait a minute. Yeah.
I think it's more than brains, though, in the souse.
All right.
Souse meat.
Does that make it better or worse?
It's milk gravy, too.
What other kind of gravy is there? That's the best kind. I mean, brown gravy, whatever. Give me the milk. I need milk gravy.
I think we should leave some out.
Like biscuits and gravy? You don't use brown gravy on that.
Maybe around 255 for the drive guys to try when they get here.
Oh, yeah, we'll just leave it open.
Yeah.
Just the spoon.
Uh-huh.
I guess a spoon. Fork? I don't know. I guess once we open it, we'll determine the proper utensil.
How country are you? We'll find out next.